how exactly did Kasim get an apartment so close to where they're building the stage?
He said it belongs to a friend.
You got any friends that will lend you an apartment?
I don't have any friends that have an apartment.
Was that what I think it was?
It sure sounded like it. Kasim!
Who are you?
We're here to get something from this Amir guy.
If you are friends with him, you should let him know that he needs to pay his debts. Isaac, let's go.
Hey. Apparently General Zimmerman isn't the only one he snatched stuff from.
Dog, look.
Whoa. Hey, Kasim. Kasim, wake up.
Man, it looks like they threw him a good whoop.
Yeah, saved me the trouble.
Left Behind. Episode 52, 50 Caliber Fun.
Hand me that towel. I want to try and clean up his face.
Here you go.
I can do it.
Yeah, just like you do everything else by yourself. Who were those gorillas?
Local black market.
Interesting. Was there a reason they were beating you?
How was I to know they wouldn't take a personal check?
Not gonna comment on that. Right now, I just want you to give me the General's gun back.
What gun?
You know exactly what gun.
You want the gun?
Yes. And I'm losing patience. Give me the gun or we'll be forced to leak the whole story.
About how you want to shoot Carpathia.
You would do that to a brother in Christ?
To save your life? Yes. Look at you. Those guys beat you like a rented mule. Now, where's the gun?
Help me up.
Lionel, grab his other arm.
Need to flip the mattress.
Tank to the mattress. Nice.
I got it.
You have what you want. Now leave.
I'm taking this blanket, too. I'm sure you have another one.
Yeah, I have another. Just leave.
Let's go, Judd.
You said you may have a car we might be able to use?
Well, I have a car. I just don't know for sure if you can use it.
What do you mean?
It's in this here shed. Help me get this door.
A Suburban? That would be perfect.
Well, perfect would be if it actually worked.
What do you mean, it doesn't work?
Not at the moment. Of course, if any of you are good with auto repair, that...
Well, I can handle a wrench. Conrad seems to know a thing or two.
Let's get you kids some vittles, then have a look-see at the car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Coming!
Here.
Here what?
Take it.
What's in the blanket?
Your gun.
Who had it?
I don't want to say, just take it.
What about the pistol?
What pistol?
A 50 caliber Desert Eagle nickel-plated laser scope.
Oh, great. You never said anything about a pistol.
I want it back!
Sure. Let me see what I can do.
All right, give it a try.
Roger.
Hang on, I see it. There's a hose spraying gas.
Can we tape it?
It would work for a little while, until gasoline eats off the glue. I reckon we're gonna need a new hose.
You got one?
No, but I bet you do.
What are you talking about?
The satellite truck you drove here. I bet the engine in that thing has one.
You know, how are we gonna drive it out of here to dump it then?
We can just leave it here.
Well, what if the GC find it? I mean, come on, the thing's not small.
Oh, I'll worry about that when it happens.
All right. Conrad?
Let's check it out.
How are we going to find Kasim in this mess?
I don't know. I don't even know if he's going to be here tonight.
Nikolai ain't supposed to talk until tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless he's looking to scope things out.
We should just go back and stake out his apartment.
Nope, I don't think so.
Why?
Black Hat, right over there.
Hey, nice catch. Let's go.
Where is it?
What?
The gun.
I gave it to you.
No, not that one, Slick. The pistol, the Desert Eagle.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Unless you want me to frisk you right here in front of all these nice people, you may want to hand it over.
Roll him.
Got it. Get it under your shirt. Now get him.
All right. If you let me.
Come on. We're going to take a little walk. You and I are going to...
Judge, you all right?
Yeah, he sucker punched me.
You gonna live?
Yeah, where is he?
He dived off into the crowd.
If I get my hands on him again,
Easy there. Let's just get this heater back to the general.
Okay, that's both hose clamps nice and tight. Mark, hop in there, give it a whirl.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, this sounds promising.
Bingo!
Awesome! Right.
If I'd known to be that easy to fix, I wouldn't have made the deal.
Oh, seriously?
Nah, just joshing you.
Oh man, this is perfect. It's the right size and there's nothing that makes it stand out to the GC.
Yeah, nothing more than a rusty, white, stick shift Suburban.
American craftsmanship at its finest.
Have you given any thought to where you're gonna go next?
Well, my parents have a cottage on Lake Geneva, not too far from Williams Bay. We could go there.
Yeah, the only problem is the GC may have already set up shop there.
Charlie just wants to stop running.
Well, you could stay here if you want.
Well, that'd be nice.
I think we need to keep moving, get further away from the schoolhouse.
Well, Charlie'd be welcome to stay, even if the rest of y'all take off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You'd want to do that?
Charlie is really tired from hiding all the time.
Well, Charlie... if that's what you want.
Well, I like being with you guys, too.
It might be nice for you here, though. There's plenty of animals and things to keep you busy.
And we'd love to have him here.
You don't have to decide right now, Charlie. You just think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, think about what, Charlie?
Well, Ginny asked me if I wanted to stay here with them.
Well, that sounds just fine. We'd love to have you stay here, Charlie.
Oh, man. We'd all miss you, Charlie.
Well, Charlie miss you too, but not for long, right?
Absolutely right.
Good point.
I think I might stay.
As long as you're sure.
Charlie's sure.
Okay. So what's the deal with the car?
We got it running. We just need to clean some junk out of the back and we can hit the road.
I don't know how to thank you guys.
Well, it ain't every day folks get to help a TV star and a crew now, is it?
Well.
TV star? What TV star? There was never anyone from TV here.
Oh, yeah. Right. No one.
Now what's going on?
Don't know, but if this many people are getting all crazy, you can bet it ain't good.
Excuse me, English?
Guess not.
Excuse me, you speak English?
Yes, a little.
What's going on? Why is everyone partying?
You've not heard.
Heard what?
Carpathia! He has done this for us! We are free!
I think I know what he's talking about.
He has rid us of those two troublemakers, Eli and Moshe. Bah! He shall trouble us no longer.
Carpathia did it himself?
He killed them. He shot them both. The bodies, they leave them at the Wailing Wall.
Classy.
A brand new day. Carpathia will save us. He will save us. He's done it. We are free.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but we knew this was coming. We even knew a day was going to happen.
I'm just tired of people dying.
Yeah, well... if Ben Judah's right, in a couple of days, we may get to see Carpathia die. So that'll be just a little bit different, huh?
Oh, I can't believe we didn't come here earlier, Darian. This place is perfect.
I don't know. I don't know how long I can stay here.
What? Because of your parents?
Not all of my memories of this place are so pleasant.
What do you mean?
There were times when my mom and dad would fight. Dad would disappear for days or weeks. He came up here, dragged me with him a couple times just to tick off mom.
Well, that's history, Darian. Your parents were both believers when they died, so according to the Bible, they became new creatures.
As opposed to the creatures I sometimes saw. Yeah. I just miss them, that's all.
Hey, anything on TV?
Mark and Conrad are still working on the generator. We're hoping he'll have it ready so we can watch the show in Jerusalem tonight.
Okay, whatever.
Janie, you okay?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess I wanted to say thanks for taking me with you.
So you thought that after everything, we were suddenly going to just take off and leave you?
I know. And I just don't get it. I mean, me in your shoes, I would have ditched me a long time ago.
You've heard it before, Janie. I guess we care.
Yeah, that's cool. Listen. I've been thinking. I may be interested in whatever makes you guys this way.
Well, you know what that is.
I guess.
You've heard us talk about it.
Yeah, you talked about it, all right. I thought about it for months after Melinda and me were bit by those stupid bugs. As ticked off as I was, I still knew you were right. Of course, I wasn't going to give you the satisfaction.
What made you change your mind?
All you people, you didn't dump me. You guys must all think I'm deaf, but I'm not. I hear you praying for me all the time. Now Melinda even prays for me right in front of me. I mean, talk about rude.
Where are our manners?
Yeah.
You kind of feel like we were ganging up on you?
Yeah. But not anymore, though.
Well, we should work on that.
Don't bother. I give. What do I gotta do?
Well, pray.
That's it?
Janie.
Yeah. That's it. Like you told me, time after time after time.
Having someone care about you can be so annoying, can it?
Yeah. It can.
That ought to do it. Man, this thing was dirty.
Yeah, Confucius say, dirty generator make no power.
Yeah, because Confucius had stock in Wisconsin Public Service. Is that gas tank full? Yeah,
couldn't get fuller. Let it rip.
All right. I like that. One more.
Let's go tell the ladies.
I'm really, really happy for you, Janie.
Am I supposed to feel different? Because I don't.
No, it's not about feelings.
If it will make you feel better, you look different. You have the mark on your head.
Oh, I see yours, too. I guess you guys just weren't making that up the whole time.
Yeah, I guess not.
Hey, guys, generator's on.
Another successful repair for... What's everybody grinning about?
See anything new?
Janie's smiling. That's new.
Man, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, well, it's your fault.
Forehead!
What? Whoa!
Really?
Really!
That's wow!
That's great! I mean...
Hey, Darian, does that computer upstairs work?
It should, now that we have power. Why?
I want to check out the underground website.
Yeah.
Hey, Bentley, what's that thing on your forehead?
That's my... Hey, you can... Whoa! Melinda, your mouth's open.
Oh, look at you! That's fabulous!
How about that, huh?
Hey, that is fantastic.
Well, this party's getting started here. I want to check our email. Maybe I let Charlie know the good news and see how he's doing.
Okay. Okay. Right, we'll be out here. What do you know, guys? The first Charlie check. That didn't take long.
Look at this.
An email from Phoenix?
It's about Phoenix, not from him.
Oh, good. I told him specifically to cut down his computer time.
Well, who's it from?
I don't know.
This looks like a GC server IP.
Should I open it?
They could be trying to send us a virus. It trashed the computer.
I say we take the chance. I mean, who'd know to contact us at the underground website anyway?
Let's find out.
Who's in?
Do not reply to this. I just wanted you to know that Longtail is safe. We're searching the area around the S. Hope you're far away by now. We'll be in touch soon.
N.
Once again, who's N?
Natalie! It's Natalie! The monitor I met at the satellite school.
The one that helped you escape?
Yeah, she must have been with the team that hit the schoolhouse.
You think we can trust her?
She saved my life.
So she could catch all of us?
Let's hope not.
Well, you better be sure.
Judd, look!
Where?
On the corner, walking away from us.
I don't see it.
I'm certain it was Kasim. He just went around the corner, towards the square.
I'll go see if I can find him.
Hurry! Kasim! Kasim! Stop! Stop!
Get away from me, Thompson. I've got work to do.
Your father said he wants you to come.
My father does not understand. This is something I must do.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
That's it, man! That's what we've been waiting for!
What?
Keep watching!
What's happening?
It's them! It's Eli and Moisha! He raised them from the dead! He raised them!
The ground is shaking!
It's an earthquake!
No! Not again! I can't do this again!
Kasim, take it easy!
Let go of me! Let go! I have to get out of here!
Kasim!
Welcome back to the world of the living.
Oh, what hit me?
I think it was the third floor. The earthquake did a lot of damage.
Earthquake? Kasim!
Take it easy now. Take it easy,
I have to find a friend. I think he's in danger.
Well, can you walk?
I'm a little dizzy, but I can move.
Be careful. I fear that may have been a tremor and the real quake is yet to come.
I don't think there were any other earthquakes forecast for today. Kasim! Kasim! Oh man, what a mess. Kasim! Kasim! Oh, come on. Kasim, are you with me? Hey, wake up, man. Oh no. Kasim! Kasim! I don't know, God. Could you cut me a break already? What? Where are you?
Inside the shop. I think the walls collapsed on me.
I'm coming. Keep talking.
I was doing a promotional thing here. Everyone started clearing out of the building when the quake began. What was that?
It's just some junk in the way. I'm almost there.
Hey, don't kill me getting here, okay?
All right, I'm here. Can you move everything okay?
Except for what's pinned under this hunk of wall.
Okay, I'm gonna pull on it. You push. Let's see if we can move it, okay? 1, 2, 3. It's no good, man. Hang on. Let me see if I can find something to wedge under there.
Dude, where are you going?
Just over to find a pry bar.
All right, man. I just don't want to, you know, pinned under here if stuff starts rocking and rolling again.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to try and get this beam under the wall. It ought to hold it up for a few seconds.
If you can even lift it.
When I do, you got to pull yourself out, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You're doing it.
Go. Ow. I can't hold it much longer.
One leg.
Just get out. Oh. Okay. I'm about done here.
Go ahead.
All right. Are you okay?
Yeah. I am now.
You know, without that chunk of wall on you, you look familiar.
Oh, don't doubt it.
Do I know you?
Most of the civilized world does.
Hang on. Aren't you Z-Van? Lead singer from the Four Horsemen?
At your service.
Rescued Z-Van of all people.
If I'd have known it was him, probably would have still rescued him.
General Zimmerman's doctor said he ain't hurt that bad. Broken legs and a strained wrist.
Kasim wasn't so lucky.
I guess. That's pretty wild, huh?
What's that?
For years, he's listed as killed in an earthquake. He comes back, then he's
killed in an earthquake. Yeah. It is wild.
Had a nice place.
It's a great view of the stage.
Who's that guy tooling around the stage in the wheelchair?
No idea.
You think Carpathia's gonna get snuffed tonight?
He's supposed to. Of course, with him, you gotta be ready for anything.
Is this guy ever gonna get started?
You know, I kinda wish I'd have let Kasim go. He could have killed Carpathia, and we'd
Was that a gunshot?
It didn't sound like any gun I've ever heard, more like a cannon.
Hey, check out Carpathia, he's going down.
Oh, did you see him get shot?
Don't think so, he's bleeding, though.
What happened?
I don't know, I didn't see.
I can't believe this, I mean, you know it's coming, and still, it shocks me.
Don't even know what to say.
Who'd ever have thought we'd see Carpathia killed on TV?
I used to really believe that guy. I even had a little crush on him, I think.
You and the rest of the world.
Wait, hold up a sec. Vicky, you said that Carpathia's gonna come back to life?
If Zion Ben Judah's right.
And yeah, he ain't been wrong yet.
He's gonna be indwelt by Satan.
In what? What does that mean?
Indwelt. It means like possessed.
Ugh. It'll be Carpathia's body, but Satan's gonna be driving the bus.
Ugh. When is all that supposed to happen?
I don't know. Satan likes to counterfeit what God does, so my guess would be in 3 days. Why 3 days?
Because when Jesus died, he raised himself 3 days later.
I got a lot to learn, don't I?
I still don't know as much as Reverend Vicky Graham over here.
The point is, the more we know about what's going on, the better. Because once Satan raises Carpathia from the dead, he's going to use that to dazzle more people into buying his lives.
As if the cards weren't already stacked against us.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Like $1 million, man. Whatever. I'm alive.
You hear what happened?
You mean with Carpathia? Yeah. I can't believe it. I love that guy. I would have done anything for him. He was the one person that gave everybody hope. Where am I anyway? This isn't my hotel room.
It's a friend's house. As soon as the doc says we can move you, we'll bring you to your hotel.
They probably think I'm dead. It'll be cool. Yeah, I can pull a McCartney.
Say what?
Paul McCartney. Yeah, way back in the 1960s, they put out stories saying he was dead, when he wasn't. Sales skyrocketed.
So, dead guys sell better?
Apparently. I'll just lay low for a few weeks, then come back from the dead bigger and nastier than ever.
So you think that's your best play on this?
Oh, it's perfect.
All except for that lying to people thing.
You're not in the marketing biz, are you?
I'm just saying.
Look, I'm not the number one rock impresario in the world because I listened to a couple of Boy Scouts for marketing ideas.
Hey, you asked, I offered. I'm not going to be too broken up if you don't adopt the Judd method, okay?
Judd, huh?
Yeah, that's me. This is Lionel.
So I guess we're using our real names here?
The followers of Ben Judah are not to blame for this murder.
You hated him. You wanted him dead. You should be the ones that died.
We are told in scripture 2,000 years ago that this would happen. You should also not be surprised when Carpathia raises from the dead. I'm telling you now, right here, that it is going to happen.
Blasphemy! You're speaking blasphemy!
Listen, my brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Everything that has happened is according to his plan.
Nikolai Carpathia allowed you to worship your Jesus freely. And look how you've repaid him. Look what you've done.
It's not true. We have not done
this. Leon Fortunato has announced that Christians are no longer to be protected. He says we can do whatever we want to them. Let's show them we don't need that murdering type here.
Listen,
we don't need
the
that closed-minded belief. We don't need that Jesus, and we don't need them either.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.